We have American Heritage, who obviously is used to being in that spotlight. Certainly Matter Academy hasn't been there in 10 years. And our next guest brought a team. Now, think about this. Back in the day, Miami Springs, I mean, they were dominant. I mean, they had a lot of players, a lot of tremendous athletes throughout the years, but never won a state title. Guys in Major League Baseball, even when I played way back in the 70s, they were big time. But I'll tell you what, it took this team this year to come together under head coach David Fanshawe and Miami Springs, the Golden Hawks, come up and win a state championship, 3A title, 28-3. Congratulations to the Golden Hawks. We're happy to have Coach David Fanshawe with us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations. First state title in school history, which is mind-boggling to me because Miami Springs always represented some really good athletes in basically every sport.
Thank you very much for having us. It's been surreal so far. You know, the state championship has sunk in already, but it's still surreal to believe that we were the first team in the school history to win a state championship. You know, as you said, there's been so many good players and teams go through that school, and you know, this group of kids, they were the ones to get it done.
Yeah, winning 12 straight down the stretch and playing some tough games. I mean, you know, playing like I was telling, you know, Coach Bencomo and also Coach Avon, playing in South Florida gives you such an advantage because you're going to play talent. I mean, no matter who it is, from Berlin all the way to, you know, to Douglas and schools like that, St. Brendan, everybody has really good teams. How much it helped you during the year? Because, I mean, you guys really never went into any slumps. You started off, 6-0, and then you obviously you lost a game here and there, obviously, to pretty good teams. How did that help you a little bit to play some of those tough teams throughout the year? You know, the Gulliver Preps and programs like that. How did that get you ready for that stretch run, you know, against St. Brendan and Pace and I Matter Matter Charter?
Five South Florida teams winning state championships here in the state of Florida. And they all coming from here, from Miami and Broward County, is a testament to how competitive the baseball is down here. My group of kids this year, they're almost close to perfect. They gelled together really well from the start of the year. We really, like you said, we didn't have any slip-ups. Were there games along the way that maybe we could have won that things didn't go our way? Absolutely. But I think that's also a part of growing, and you need those games to happen in order to continue to grow. This year, we had a lot of leadership. We had some really good arms on the mound. They competed all year. They were close to perfect. Our defense, you know, I think that the national average defensively was like 975. We had 987 fielding percentage,
wow,
which is one of the main reasons why we were able to be so successful. Our pitching coach, Corey Estrada, he did a really good job with those guys this year. And throwing strikes, we preach to our guys all the time, as long as you throw strikes, you can play with the best of them. And they sure did that. I think none of our pitchers, we had six guys that were on our pitching staff that they participated at some point throughout the year. And not one of our pitchers had an opposing batting average over 200. So that's a pretty amazing stat.
that's impressive. Plus, you had senior leaders. I mean, you had Magdiel Estevez. You had Roydan Perez, who came through for you. Jordani Gonzalez. You had guys who were seniors who kind of like led the way. For younger kids Taylor Anchetta, guys like that. But how was it to have so many really good seniors step up? You mentioned, you know, I see Anthony Espinoza came through for you, Kevin Roque. Talk about some of those seniors, because you had a senior-oriented team that stepped up and kind of led the way throughout the year.
We did. We had a lot of seniors, and I think one of the seniors that you have not mentioned yet, and Kelvin Pereira, he's an Ole Miss commit. He was the most influential senior that we had. He didn't really have the year that he anticipated to have. He did catch every single game this year, every single inning, as a matter of fact. But his leadership was second to none. He was an extension of the coaching staff, which is something that every coach kind of dreams to have, but it's really hard to find. He would gather the boys before every game. He would hold guys accountable. And it was really impressive to see how a good player like him was able to gain the attention of the other really good players. And everybody bought into what he said, what he wanted to do. Sometimes us as coaches, we just kind of sat back and we just watched. And it was impressive to see, you know, that coming from a high school group. Because, you know, in high school, you got your teams that have some talent, and kids always have their egos, and they don't want to listen to the other guy, and they think they're better than the other guy. But sure, this is a different bunch when it came to that. You know, Calvin, he did a really good job with that type of stuff.
Yeah, and having a catcher like that is so essential, especially when you have arms like you guys did, and he kind of managed them, and then, you know, kind of, I'm sure he was your eyes and ears, especially, you know, come into the dugout and tell you, hey, listen, you know, he's got it. You know, he's got it today. Or, hey, listen, his curveball's not working or something. You know, and it's awfully good to have a senior in high school be that far advanced, you know, from a mental standpoint. But then again, that's why he's going to an SEC school, because of the fact that that's what he's all about and that's what your team was all about. What about next year? Did you set a little bit of a nucleus? Did some of these young kids, you know, enough of the young kids learn a lot or maybe get in there a lot this year to kind of keep this ball rolling?
They did. I actually, you know, I spoke to a good friend of mine that he used to coach over at Broward College and Florida Southwestern. He has his own hitting facility out in Fort Myers now. His name's Ben Bizier. And, you know, I spoke to him a little bit at the beginning of the year, and he kind of asked me how my team was and how I was trying to structure the year and stuff like that. And he gave me some good pointers this year. You know, for the past 7 or 8 years, I've kind of rolled the same 7 or 8 guys out there and let them play. But this year I had a little bit more depth, and I was able to include some of those guys, some of those younger guys like Adrian Henriquez, Michael Miquez, Taylor Anchetta. I mean, Taylor had a huge hit in that state championship game, and he wasn't a full-time starter all year. So, you know, we have some guys coming back. It's definitely going to be a little bit of a rebuild year. But, you know, with the landscape of how high school baseball is right now, and it's kind of the wild, wild west down here, you know, things happen.
Anything can happen.
Trends around, anything can happen, you know.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Congratulations. Not every team in the state championships got a police escort back into town like you guys did. So that's a big thing, too, and I'm sure the entire administration was hugely supportive all the way. And I can't thank you guys enough for joining us. Congratulations to the Golden Hawks. Certainly well-deserved. You guys play hard. 32 wins, which is amazing during the course of a long year. And again, we'll look for you again to be back in that seat again. And congratulations to you and your team and your coaches on a great year.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having us, Larry.
And anytime. Coach David Fanshawe, the head coach at Miami Springs. What a great year for all five of our baseball teams here in South Florida for winning state championships. We've had them all on. We've kind of paid tribute to every one of those schools.